Welcome to Real Estate of Mind, NAI Northern California's podcast channel on all things commercial real estate in the Bay Area. As we continue our top producer series, we'll dive into what success looks like through the eyes of our top producing agents. I'm Sofia Ramos, and you are joining me with Rudis Gebregerges, one of our top producers at NAI Northern California. Thanks for joining us today, Rudis. Can you tell us who you are and what your role is at NAI Northern California?
Well, my name is Rudis Gebregerges, and I am an investment advisor here with NAI, focusing on investment sales.
Can you tell us about where you're from, born and raised?
So my family and I are from Eritrea, which is a little country in East Africa. Moved to the U.S. when I was 4 years old and have been in the Bay Area ever since. Grew up in Hayward, California.
Okay, so kind of like a East Bay Area native.
Exactly.
When you were a kid, what did you say you wanted to be when you grew up?
Yeah, that always changed. Like initially, like I wanted to be a Power Ranger and then a fireman. But like later on, I think like in high school, I wanted to be like a doctor just because it was a very highly coveted career for the most part.
Yeah. So who were your role models?
Growing up, for the most part, I would say, it's still to this day, it's Kobe Bryant. I just love his like tenacity, dedication, and he just has a spirit unlike anybody else, in my opinion.
If you could have any superpower, what would it be?
I would say time travel, because I think it would be pretty cool to be able to go back and experience a ton of like historical moments.
Do you happen to have a favorite animal?
I do. I would say tigers are my favorite. And interestingly enough, in elementary school, I wrote like multiple reports on them, so I know them pretty well. They're beautiful animals, right? And at the same time, they're fairly aggressive and very dominant, which I like.
I think they're the world's biggest cats.
They are the world's biggest cats, yeah.
Let's dive a little deeper into your expertise. Can you tell us what got you started in commercial real estate and why?
Well, in college, I spent some time researching a few different like career paths. I guess, I wasn't really too familiar with commercial real estate. Always knew that I wanted to be a real estate investor, regardless of what career I chose to pursue. And once I familiarized myself with commercial real estate, what better career trajectory to take than to actually work with investors and principals who are doing exactly what it is that I want to do.
So you really dove into it.
Exactly.
Was the industry what you expected it to be when you got started? And how do you feel about it now?
I think my initial expectations, knowing that the industry calls for like a lot of like cold calling, etc., that I thought it was going to be like other movies that I've seen, where it's like really fast paced and high energy. Don't get me wrong, it is high-paced, but things are a lot slower than I thought due to the fact that it takes, it's a matter of like building relationships with clients and addressing their needs rather than a, one-off phone call and a sale over the phone.
It's not quite Wolf of Wall Street.
Exactly.
Tell us more about your specialty. Which property sector and market are you an expert in, and why did you choose to specialize in those?
So I specialize in East Bay multifamily. The reason why I chose multifamily is due to the fact that it was the product type that I was most familiar with coming into the industry. And I chose the East Bay because I lived in the East Bay all my life practically, and it was the market that I knew.
So what can you tell me about the multifamily sector in East Bay market today?
Well, what I can tell you is that in regards to the rental market, we're seeing that rents have leveled off. And from a sales perspective, we're also seeing that, buyers and investors currently have higher expectations when it comes to cap rates than they have in the past, which has resulted in slightly softer pricing. And I think it's a pretty interesting time just because the sellers' expectations and buyers' expectations are probably headed in two different directions. So that is something to keep in mind.
How do you advise your clients who are interested in investing in multifamily in the East Bay? Is there anything they in particular they need to know?
They definitely need to be mindful of what their end goals are, what it is that they're trying to accomplish, the management style that is fit for them. And from there, I believe that we can tailor their investment strategies to find a suitable and fitting property.
What are the top myths that you can debunk for us regarding commercial real estate or multifamily in general?
I believe the top myths when it comes to commercial real estate, and I wouldn't say that this is specific just to multifamily, but in general, is that you need millions of dollars to be a commercial real estate investor. In fact, the truth is that, you know, the majority of the industry is based off of leverage, and it takes much less investment for you to be involved, and there are also other ways for you to participate in commercial real estate investing through syndications, etc.
Would you say that there is a minimum?
I wouldn't say that there is a minimum. It just really depends on the situation, right? So there's, you know, you can buy a duplex with FHA financing, which can make the, you know, your down payment requirement much lower than what you would probably predict.
Okay, so it really depends.
It really depends.
There's a lot going on for our industry this year in terms of tech and overall trends. What can you say about the current economy and how it affects commercial real estate or multifamily overall?
Well, I believe that, you know, the market is pretty healthy, at least like here in the Bay Area. You know, the tech industry has definitely transformed our economy, our local economy. So we have a ton of jobs, et cetera, that has provided, you know, great demand for housing, and that which has allowed multifamily owners here in the Bay Area to definitely thrive and achieve pretty high rents.
What do you think of the commercial real estate tech these days and how it affects multifamily? This includes things like artificial intelligence, modular construction, etc.
Well, I think technology is definitely great for the industry. Artificial intelligence, I believe, helps improve efficiency in when it comes to like construction and just like research, standardizing the process in which, I guess, things develop, and also just innovation in general with modular construction, I believe, can help us meet, you know, density requirements and construction needs with considering the housing shortage here in California.
What do you think about the opportunity zone craze? How does this affect multifamily or the East Bay market, and what do you think investors need to be aware of?
I think the opportunity zone is a great thing for the industry. I believe that there are, you know, a ton of opportunities here if we can get investors to invest in these, you know, secondary markets and locations. There are just, you know, I could think of many locations here, like in the East Bay, where we have a ton of unoccupied or unused land where it can be put to good use, right? Providing more housing, affordable housing, etc. So one thing that investors do need to be aware of when it comes to the opportunity zone is that, you know, for you to qualify, you would need to actually spend 100% of the property value or purchase value in capital improvements. So you're practically, you know, doubling your out-of-pocket costs for the most part. So if you buy a property for $1 million, you would need to spend $1 million in capital improvements to actually qualify. That is something that they should definitely keep in mind.
So with all of these trends in mind, do you have any personal predictions for 2019 and 2020?
My personal predictions for 2019 and 2020 are that I believe that the market will remain fairly steady. If interest rates continue to rise, then I think we could see some softening, but I believe that the housing demand should still remain strong enough to stabilize the market all in all in general.
So before we close things off, can you tell us what's the secret to your success And what advice would you give to anyone getting started in commercial real estate?
Well, I would say my secret to success, if I have one, I guess, would be just remaining consistent and consistency. I think consistency is huge. And keep in mind that, you know, our job is to meet our clients' goals, right, and needs. Yeah, just stay committed and definitely work very hard.
Thanks for taking the time to share your insights with us, Rudis. Thank you to all of our listeners for joining in this week. Tune in next time as we continue our Top Producer series. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast channel so you won't miss a beat on all things commercial real estate in the Bay Area.